Ocean Networks Canada President Kate Moran of Victoria is among 85 people named Friday to the country's highest civilian honour. Moran, who since 2012 has headed Ocean Networks Canada, a University of Victoria initiative, was named an Officer of the Order of Canada. She is a Fellow of the Canadian Geographic Society, a professional engineer, a professor at UVic's Faculty of Science and a Fellow of the Canadian Society of Senior Engineers. Dr. Kate Moran's appointment as an Officer of the Order of Canada is a well-deserved acknowledgement of her lifetime contributions to science, both nationally and globally, Kevin Hall, UVic's president, said in a statement. Under her leadership, Ocean Networks Canada has become a global force in ocean data, helping us to better understand the ocean and its role in mitigating the effects of climate change, which is necessary for our survival. The organization has developed tsunami, storm surge and earthquake early warning systems for the Pacific coast and is pioneering a project to measure tectonic plate movement in the ocean. Moran co-led a 2004 expedition to do the first scientific drilling in the Arctic Ocean to collect sediment and rock samples for climate change research. It showed that drilling could occur in the middle of a moving ice-covered ocean. We recovered the first paleoclimate record showing that the perennial sea ice that has been in place on the planet for millions of years was going to be gone in a lifetime, Moran said. That's when I realized how bad climate change was, and today why Ocean Networks Canada is working with partners on new ocean-based solutions for adapting to the current impacts of climate change and for removing carbon from the atmosphere to keep the planet habitable for us, and the world rich in biodiversity. Four other Victoria residents were named as members of the Order of Canada. Holly Susan McNally and Paul McNally were recognized for advancing Canada's literary scene through community-based programs with support for local, regional and national independent writers and publishers. Jeff Redding was honored for groundbreaking contributions to Indigenous health research and for his leadership in bringing Indigenous perspectives to scientific and health institutions, the Governor General's office said. Michael Walder, a research scientist at the Federal Pacific Forestry Center, has won international recognition for innovations in the field of remote sensing for mapping and monitoring land cover. Also named were Toronto Raptors president Masai Ujiri, actor and writer Dan Levy and Cree artist Kent Monkman are among the dozens of people newly named to Canada's highest civilian honour. Governor-General Mary Simon announced 85 people who have been awarded the Order of Canada, including two new companions, 22 officers, 60 members and one promotion within the order. Ujiri was named an officer to the Order of Canada for his contributions on and off the basketball court, as both president of an NBA team and as a humanitarian. Levy, who co-created Schitt's Creek with his father Eugene Levy, was named a member of the order for his trail-blazing advocacy of 2S LGBTQI plus communities, and for advancing Canadian television. Monkman was made an officer for his role as one of Canada's most dynamic contemporary artists. New officers of the order also include musician Andy Kim, best known for writing Sugar, Sugar in the 1960s, and political philosopher Will Kimlicka. Dr. Jean Eleanor Marmoreo is being recognized for her work as a family doctor and advocacy of medical assistance in dying, as is Dr. Ronald Gold for his work to eradicate meningitis globally. Alan Bernstein, a pioneer in the field of cancer research, was promoted to a companion of the order. He had been named an officer last year. In a statement, the Governor General said the appointees make our communities and our country better every day. While celebrating them, Simon said, "We must also acknowledge that work remains to ensure that Canadian honours better reflect the full diversity of our country. Nominations continue to fall short of representing the excellence achieved by women, francophones, persons with disabilities, and people from culturally diverse backgrounds," she said. "We want to learn more about the contributions from Indigenous peoples, Black and 2SLGBTQIA+ communities, to truly honour the richness of our country." The Order of Canada was created in 1967 and recognises outstanding achievement, dedication to the community and service to the nation. More than 7,800 people have been invested. Note to readers, an earlier version of this story neglected to include Paul McNally.